175 weeks ago, on October 2nd, 1942, Fort Snelling brought you the first in a series of Army programs. Today, February 2nd, 1946, Fort Snelling closes the books on one of the longest series of continuous Army programs in history. And so, for the last time, from the towering cliffs overlooking the mighty Mississippi and the majestic Minnesota rivers, Fort Snelling, the oldest military post in the Northwest, presents transcribed, This Is Your Army. And now here's the soldier who has written and produced these programs for you, Staff Sergeant Ken Berry of the Public Relations Office at Fort Snelling.
Thank you, Dick, and hello, everyone. Yes, today's This Is Your Army program, the 175th in the series, is our final show. For almost 3.5 years, it has been my pleasure to appear on this program and bring you listeners news and information about our great American Army. Today, we are happy to have with us some of the many stars who have taken part in these programs, a review, you might say, of the highlights of 175 weeks of continuous broadcasting. On October 2, 1942, with the capable help of Bob Murphy, now an NBC announcer in Chicago, we began this series. Do you remember how our programs opened then?
You have 1,000,000,000 friends. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. The Northwest Network presents another broadcast from Fort Snelling. Each Sunday, these programs come into your home from Uncle Sam's Great Reception Center here in the Northwest.
Yes, Fort Snelling's Reception Center was the first place many hundreds of thousands of Northwest men got their first taste of Army life. None of us will forget that strange feeling when we laid aside our civilian clothes for how long we did not know and wondered what the future held for us. Our programs during the first year tried to tell you what went on here at Fort Snelling's Reception Center, how the Army trained your soldiers, and how the war was progressing. During this time, the Fort Snelling Volunteer Military Band was organized under the direction of Sergeant Fred J. Rinelli, and we brought you the music of this band. Yes, we've brought you many great stars and many soldiers that you know. We brought you programs of all types, programs with a message about the Army and the men in it. But no one man has given more of his time and talent to these 175 programs than our musical director, Leonard Lee. Leonard, who gave us background music for our dramatic shows, arrangements for our musicians, accompaniment for our guest vocalists, and solos as only he can play them on the master organ. Tunes like... Yes, these are a few of the highlights of our programs. But as all good things must come to an end, so must this series. Within a couple of weeks, I'll be heading for Camp McCoy in the Separation Center there. I can't say I'm not happy, for I certainly am. And I can't say I won't miss these weekly programs with you, for I certainly shall. But now I would like to present my boss, Captain Fred B. Moore, Public Relations Officer at Fort Snelling.
Thank you, Mr. Hubbard.
Yes, with this program, our job of keeping you informed about the Army is finished. The war has been won, and victory is ours. However, ancient and stubborn enemies are still to be conquered. Enemies which must be overcome not by armies, but by minds and hearts and talents set wholly free. Such enemies are poverty, insecurity, prejudice, disunity. These too shall be conquered. For we have begun to think more deeply and more dynamically. And if we can sweep aside untold obstacles to smash the most ruthlessly efficient machine of destruction ever devised, surely we possess the wisdom and the practical genius to organize for peace, security, and a world designed for living. With victory, we have destroyed those who would have enslaved the world. Our sacrifices have been great, but we have won the opportunity to emerge from the animal kingdom and enter the kingdom of man. Let us work and pray that we may live in such a world.
Fort Snelling, home of the oldest infantry regiment in the Army, has just brought you transcribed the final This Is Your Army program, brought to you by Colonel Keeley, the officers and men of Fort Snelling. With this broadcast, we bid you all farewell and wish each and every one of you the very best of luck. The programs in this series were written and produced for KSTP in the stations of the Northwest Network by Sergeant Ken Berry. Dick Cothey speaking. This is the Northwest Network.